Tamagotchi. Eat, sleep, poop, play. That is pretty much all a Tamagotchi does. Nonetheless, it was loved all over the world. Invented in 1996 in Japan, it quickly and successfully made its way into the US and Europe and became a must-have toy for any 1990s kid. As of 2010, it had sold 76 million times. The idea is simple: a pet for your pocket. The Tamagotchi represents a chick that you have to take care of from the moment it is born for as long as you can. The player needs to provide food and water, clear its poo, and play with it at various times of the day. The chick will also sleep so you can get a rest, but if you leave it alone for too long, for the very young chicks, half a day is already too long, the chick dies. In that case, you need the reset button and you start over. Wondering why so many children had it? Well, it's worth remembering that Tamagotchi were around at the time when children didn't have mobiles.
Pogs. Juice. Juice is the origin of Pogs. In the 1920s and 30s, toys were expensive and rare, so children took to playing with the little cardboard lids of fruit juice cartons. This juice was made up of passion fruit, orange, and guava, and these three initials give you P-O-G. Pog. But then times got better, and the toy was forgotten, until a teacher decided to show this game to her class, setting off a wave of Pog enthusiasm in the early 1990s. Pogs were produced with all kinds of images and could also be found in boxes of cereal and Nutella glasses. The way to play is to stack all Pogs face down onto one pile. Each player needs one slammer, a heavier Pog, usually made of metal, rubber, or plastic. To find out who may begin, you spin your slammer, and whoever's slammer spins the longest gets to throw their slammer on top of the stack of Pogs. Any Pogs that land face side up go to the player. Pogs landing face side down go back onto the stack. The player who has the most Pogs at the end wins the game.
Teddy Ruxpin. Want a bear that can read to you? Well, Teddy Ruxpin can do just that. This electronic animal toy can read stories that are saved on the cassette and will move its mouth and eyes as it does so. In 1985, when the toy was first introduced to children, cassettes were the normal medium to record and play music or stories. As the cassette deck, however, needed a lot of space, the Teddy was rather bulky and heavy. Teddy Ruxpin was the best-selling toy of 1985 and 1986, which is not surprising, as it came with numerous outfits, had a companion named Grubby, and even had a TV series in which Teddy Ruxpin was the star. But then the downfall came. The company was very slow shipping their products. Other cheaper-speaking Teddies turned up,